You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, let's get this Garlic Friday going on Wake Up Tucson. You are on 1030 The Voice, local news and politics. Dr. Matthew D. Neely, Esquire. We're covering your titles on either side, as we like to say. A Neely Oreo cookie. You're the little stuffing in between the doctor and the Esquire. I love it. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I know you got your Friday shirt on today.
We're ready.
I texted you and Greg this morning about not coming in this morning because Microsoft went down. There's planes that don't know where to land and all this stuff. And it did this crazy thing.
They get low enough on fuel that that decision will be solved for them.
And then the other thing is...
I saw Die Hard 2. Come on.
That's true. Thank you. And it rained last night again. So you just never know with Microsoft going down and water falling out of the sky if the hamsters and our East German equipment is going to make it. And I think we made it. So, whew. Garlic Friday. Linda's going to be here from the Triangle T for the Garlic Festival coming up down at in Dragoon, Arizona. CJ Hamm from Saguaro Corners Mulligan Sports Bar will be here. He's bringing a garlic dish.
Good for him, man. And thank you, CJ.
And then I brought...
that is awesome.
I call them Mexican hot chocolate cookies.
Yes.
So basically, ooh, it's my kind of... And what sucks about this is menus like... A listener asked me, and I did write it down. I got to find it. But this is kind of a conglomeration of different techniques and stuff from chocolate chip cookies. But then I added, you know, some unsweetened cocoa into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
So chocolate cookie, it has a mix of semi-sweet and dark chocolate chips in it. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little bit of the cinnamons in it, as we like to say.
All right.
So they're pretty good. You know, I like a chewy. I like a chewy cookie that's a little crisp on the edge. A little crisp on the edge.
Sure.
A little crisp. Give us a call right now, because once we hit 7 o'clock, I don't know if I'm going to talk politics the rest of the show, which is fine. If you want, I'd love to hear your response on President Trump's speech last night. So please give us a call right now. As we say in England, get in the queue. 790.
Get in the queue on the telly.
790-2040. I'd love to hear your review of the speech. I'm gonna get to my bigger blabbermouth about it soon. Don't get me wrong. August 17th, Southern Arizona Honor Flight. Please let us know you're coming. WakeUpTucson@gmail.com. Payable out the door. The Clarion call went out yesterday for silent auction items. Whether it's unique items, BBG had a great selection of stuff, so I appreciate his offer. Tia Gloria offered some great stuff. Mona Gibson, there's like five more I'm missing. So if you have something you'd like to donate, if you're a business, you want to offer gift cards, gift certificates, any of that stuff, whatever we can do to raise money to send these veterans on the pilgrimage to their war memorials in D.C., we will do our best. Now, yesterday, because Matt and I were covering a story that I never knew would make me and Matt laugh, was, of course, the traumatic travel of ASU and U of A sports to now they're in the Big 12.
Uh-huh.
They of course now have to travel over 2,000 miles to Central Florida to send the six girls from the sand volleyball team. So, this filthy pirate's good today. I like this. We have a weird coffee machine. Yesterday, someone shut off the little like power heat button in the back, but it actually will actually push the water through without heat.
Yeah, and it's one of those, I think it's the Bun brand where it's got the tank where the water's heated.
Yeah.
And then you pour the cold water in and it forces the hot water out and you get coffee just like that.
Yeah, I know.
The key, it's the old Seinfeld thing. It only has one feature that can be defeated. You have to leave it on.
So, but we, We were doing our Italian, our bad Italian stereotypical accents
just
yesterday.
Awful.
Because of Graham Rossini from ASU, which I'm sure he's some white boy from North Dakota. But any Graham Rossini.
It doesn't matter. It's out there now. It doesn't matter.
if I don't, whenever ASU comes down here, we'll have to go to the tailgate. And to the ASU tailgate and see if we can find this guy. Just he'd be like, "Oh, hello, gentlemen. That's wonderful." But anyway, we got a statement from a U.S. senator.
Yes,
who was not happy with our Italian accents yesterday.
Is that right?
So let's go to Senator Geary from the great state of Nevada. Here we go.
Indeed, I can proudly say that some of my very best friends are Italian Americans.
Yes.
However, Mr. Chairman, at this time, unfortunately, I have to leave these proceedings in order to preside over a very important meeting of my own committee.
Yep.
But before I leave, I do want to say this, that these hearings on the Mafia are in no way whatsoever a slur upon the great Italian people.
That's true.
Because I can state from my own knowledge and experience that Italian Americans are among the most loyal, most law-abiding, patriotic, hard-working American citizens in this land.
We agree.
And it would be a shame, Mr. Chairman, if we allowed a few rotten apples.
That's me and Matt.
To give a bad name to the whole barrel.
See?
Because from the time of the great Christopher Columbus, up through the time of Enrico Fermi, right up until the present day, Italian Americans have been pioneers in building and defending our great nation.
There it is. Thank you.
They are the salt of the earth.
Yep.
And they're one of the backbones of this country.
Wow.
And they helped me out of a real pickle. That was after they'd helped them out of a real pickle.
Of
right?
course.
Yes.
We like to play games. My offer, Senator, is nothing. And I expect you to put the gaming personally put up the gaming license yourself. All right. Well, we just got chastised by Senator Geary. I don't know if he's a rhino or not, but we'll find out. All right. We're doing presidential election years, and so we're kicking off. Let me reveal the answer for the TUSD people. We were at 1960 yesterday, so 4 years later is. I heard a 67 in the background. No, 64. Ringo and those three other blokes were around in 64. Here we go. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Mercy. Look at that. I thought you brought JJ your cat into the studio.
That's Ed's cat. JJ is Ed's cat.
Oh, does it matter?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What's the name of your
Lila?
Lila.
Yeah.
That's right. What color is Lila?
That was her. That's her on meows. She's kind of a gray gold mottled. Pastel, I think they call it pastel torty.
Did you just say pastel torty?
I believe that's what they call.
That, I want to say it in my New York
color
accent.
Color motif.
Hey, it's a pastel torty. Eh?
They have tortoise shell or torty.
This
is a pastel.
Gotcha.
I believe is the correct
All
word.
Right. We're doing the tunes of 1964, where one of the worst presidents ever in the history of the United States was elected, LBJ. Total trash. Read Master of the Senate. You'll find out what a piece of trash he is. Robert Caro. And you're going to look at it, most of you, and you're going to go, that's a big book.
At least he had the sense to know when not to run for re-election, which I will not say for the current.
Watching what you're doing to hear what you're saying.
That was her in North Carolina doing like her son. Hit it one more time. Let's do it.
We're too busy watching what you're doing to hear what you're saying.
That's the bench.
God dang, that's great. Imagine if a Republican pulled that off. Racist. The new KKK. All right. Donald Trump last night. So the question is, before we get to Donald Trump, did Hulk Hogan hurt or help the Republican?
Fun speech.
Oh boy, we're pulling out all the demographics for that big tent. The Hulkamaniacs.
Actually, I did see it, and I thought it was a lot of people. I thought his brief speech was good.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you remember,
they obviously have known each other for a long time, and that's kind of that's a neat thing.
So I'm going to do the Tucson connection with Hulkamania. Jim Brady Studios. Okay. Ed and I go do the tour, hanging out with Jim. Jim's a very nice man. So he's right in the heart of Pliskin Acres is sure. Where this thing. I mean, bring your machine gun when you go visit. Tommy gun.
As Ellie Wolf would say.
Ellie Wolf said that?
She said Wadzak posed with a machine gun, don't think was actually a machine gun, but
AR-15.
Why let facts get in the way at this point?
Not that Wadzak's dealing with facts too well. Phil, the Hulkster and DJT rock the house. If you remember, Jake the Snake Roberts used to do the DDT finishing move, just to let everyone know. So anyway, Jim Brady Studios, I remember hanging out, and he had pictures of all these WWF stars on the wall of who recorded there, right? And I said, well, what's the story here? And they did an album in the 80s of mostly it was of the wrestlers doing songs.
Sure.
Right? Coco Beware, you know, all the greats. Right? And so they had a lag in their schedule where they performed in Tucson but didn't have to go someplace else for another 3 days. So they actually stayed and recorded a lot of their bits in Jim Brady Studios. And of course, not that he recorded there, but the Hulk Hogan song, this is you want to get into the minutia. It's called I'm a Real American by Rick Derringer. Just want to let everyone know that.
Rick Derringer. Wow.
Well, he wasn't doing crap in those days.
He made all his money on rock and roll hoochie coo.
Yeah, and then it was over.
That's it.
That was one of the most played songs on the Freedom Rock LP. So of course the Trump tenor, the tone.
Sure.
Right? His, as Uncle Leo would say in Seinfeld, his demeanor, okay, was much more reserved. Now, talking about the assassination attempt, the way he, I think that was, you know, good to share that and the way he shared it. Of course, giving Corey, the gentleman who died in the attack, giving him the love that he did was great. And he has to keep this tone as long as he can and don't go back into the old Don, I think. Okay? Because you could see he was doing good. And then what happens is and Carrie Lake fell on this mistake too. You don't have to win the people in the arena. They're already there for you. Right? Half those people will take a bullet for Donald Trump. That's how much they love him. Okay? You don't have to play to those folks. But you do have the millions of people watching on the TV, you do have to play to them. And I think he had a speech, and he went off speech a little bit because he can't help himself. And some of it was, you know, some of it was silly. Just some of it was, right? You don't need to go there. You don't need to yuck it up with the Republicans in Milwaukee. You need to win the hearts and minds and finish the job of what's out there, right? The Democrats laid this out for you. It's not even close, right? Between all the crap with Biden, all the covering for Biden, then all those people who covered for Biden now go, well, he's a crazy old man, right? And all the times the Democrats have poked you in the eye and told you they're not poking you in the eye. They're like, man, my finger is stuck in your eye, but you keep telling me my finger's in your eye, and I'm telling you I didn't stick my finger in the eye. Here he is, media superstar Ron Arenas. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning.
Lori, I agree. He's become more humble and his demeanor changed. Oh, that's the Friday word of the day will be demeanor.
Sure.
But you have to say it like Uncle Leo. My demeanor? however, I do think he droned on for too long. Well, there's some truth to that. Again, the tone was great. Yes, stay humble. If you remember, there was that Twisted Sister album, Stay Hungry, in the 80s. Stay humble. Let's get Windows XP before we get to the bottom of the hour. Windows, good morning, bud.
Good morning. Well, it was quite an extravaganza. I didn't watch it. I was in bed. But I listened to immediately Hugh at 3 a.m. live stream.
Yep.
And Hugh was impressed. Hugh was impressed. Hey, Chris, you know why they don't roll up the sidewalks in Tuscan Acres at night?
Why is that, Windows, Chris?
Because there's people living on them.
Thank you. Now, Chris, while you're here, let's do the shooting report while you're here. Let's see. We got, of course, we had the guy shot at the 76 station on Grant and Oracle, right? Prince and Oracle. Prince and Oracle. I apologize. We had that. And then what was the other one? There was another gas station here. I was worried about you when I saw this one. Let's see. This is a Circle K on 22nd. So.
Yeah, not surprising.
Yeah.
Actually, the Prince, that's right around the corner. Yesterday, successful opening of the newest QT. And guess what, Chris?
Oh, before you go on.
Giveaways. South Colb and Valencia. Down there. Down near the Amazon and MPG, that stuff. Down there at the roundabout.
Sure.
Hey, I got a little bit of yes in there for you.
You are correct. Look, he mentioned yes.
I know. I try.
So what you're saying is, hold on. Yeah. QT is going to provide a safer environment than the Colbin Escalante.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But Chris.
Yes, sir.
I was expecting Hulk Hogan. You know, I love him. He did some really bad TV shows on, like, Disney shows. That one with the boat where they were just going around in the Everglades was pretty pointless. But the Honky Tonk Man. I'm not into wrestling, but I do know of the Honky Tonk Man via politics. He would have been awesome. I think he was even in Congress. He might have been on Hannity.
So let me tell you about
what I'm talking about.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene Okerlund, about the Honky Tonk Man. So the Honky Tonk Man was an Elvis impersonator knockoff, right?
Yep.
And he had a cheap acoustic guitar that he would bang away in the ring, but he would beat people up, of course, with the acoustic guitar. So at the Tucson Comic Con, which is on Labor Day weekend usually, this last one, last September, he was there. The Honky Tonk Man signing autograph.
Nice.
So I have a picture. I'll send it to you. I took a picture of him signing autographs.
Chris,
so.
I have ESP with you, buddy. I'm telling you. There's a link.
All right. We're running out of time. Have a great weekend. Stay safe out there, buddy.
All right. God bless and Godspeed and everyone.
You too. 1964, the year we elected Lyndon Baines Johnson. All right, we're doing 1964 here on Wake Up Tucson. Matt, I sent you that video of that woman who was not the one doing the Southern accent, but you could play that again. Oh, she's already on the board. It's so good.
We're too busy watching what you're doing to hear what you're saying.
There she is. Madam Vice President. Ron Arenas, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Good to be here.
How's my cookies are okay?
The cookies are wonderful, yeah. You should always start your day off with coffee and cookies.
You are correct. Filthy Pirate Coffee and Chris's Mexican Hot Chocolate Cookies.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy.
Good cookie.
Thank you, Jimmy Bednarik. Thank you. I appreciate it. And then the beautiful dulcet tones of CJ Ham.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
We're doing good.
Good.
Matt wanted to go right into our fake Italian accents from yesterday.
Yeah, I almost didn't show up today.
Good morning, and see you ham, huh? The Malagano, the Malagano. That's not.
I didn't know if I should boycott or not. You know what I mean?
What happened was my brother calls me up yesterday. He's got the kind of the New York Italian thing going. And goes, this is Carmine Rossi from the Italian Anti-Defamation League. And we heard you and Mr. Neely yesterday morning. Defaming the great Italian people with your fake accents.
Dude, Joe's definitely your Brad Garrett to your Ray Romano.
So anyway, that's where we're at. Ron, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, thank you.
I assume it's middle summer.
Yeah, so we're just...
it's like Christmas time.
It is.
Got to make the toys.
That's right.
How's supplies so far this summer? Are the supply lines getting better?
No. No,
thank
supply
you.
Lines are not getting better. There's no explanation. It's just it's hit or miss.
So this is we had the supply chain thing because supposedly, you know, we shut down factories, right. Of course, shipping stuff across
the ocean. We shut down ports.
We shut down ports, right? But then, of course, we had that pent-up demand that came out of nowhere.
Right.
And so now there's a supply chain crisis.
Yeah.
That was 3 years ago.
Fourth year in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have this thing now when anytime I make any mistake or something goes wrong, I just say COVID and keep moving.
So I have two friends who own businesses that rely on stuff coming across on a container ship.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And so they have their app that shows where their stuff is. And it literally, you know, you're talking about, you know, like basically if this stuff doesn't come in on time, there's no stuff for the shelves or to sell.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, he's like, well, I was sitting with my one buddy. He's like, you see that? Which it was somewhere in the middle, like off the coast of California, but not moving anywhere.
Right.
Oh yeah.
It's been like that for 7 days.
Yeah.
Right. My stuff's right there. Right. And he's like, if I don't get it in like a month, I got like half my shelves are empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so
we rely on a lot of things with the computer chips.
Sure.
You know, and they're all coming on the container ships. So
correct.
Yeah. They could be a month or two out.
I think as we get out of summer, people have to start taking a look. If you really have an old HVAC system.
Yeah.
It's probably time to say, while the heat's not on,
right? Yeah,
start having that discussion of doing the replacement and be ready for next summer.
I could see Ron doing a Jack Nicholson from The Departed computer chip deal in a warehouse with a Chinese gang.
Some black market computer chips.
Ron's under a bridge doing a chip deal.
He'll be the AC boss of all bosses once he gets that briefcase.
They're all around this table.
Nobody fixes ACs but us.
That's right.
You're going to wonder why I asked all you guys to this meeting. 790-2040. Let's go to Tom. He wants to talk about the Trump. Is this the Trump or the Hulk Hogan speech? No, I'm just kidding. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Hey, this is the speech. So I heard bits and pieces of it, and I appreciated how he did address the other people that were shot.
Yep.
And family. So I thought that was nice. And then I learned that your ear bleeds a lot based on Trump's recount of what happened to him and what the doctors told him.
There's lots of capillaries in there. Just got to start.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but in general, I think Trump is becoming a politician. He avoided some things that probably hurt him last election. And that's trying to, I really called in to talk about when. So can we go there?
Now, before you do that, I just want one question. What was something that was obvious to you that he avoided last night? Just wanted to ask you that question.
Well, so my number one issue in terms of voting, when I look at people, because I believe people are the most valuable resource, is life, pro-life.
Yes, sir.
So I think he avoided the abortion issue. And I think his stance, which I agree with, during his first term, I think he's realizing the majority of the people didn't like that, and that's what the Democrats are pounding him on.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Wynn. What you got for me?
So I heard your commentary on why not Wynn, because she can't win in the primary, but I really like her commercial out there pointing out with her contender now that funded Planned Parenthood voted to fund that and voted to I think support illegal immigration or something like that. I don't know if you heard the latest.
Well, she has a variety of statements, and some of them are some whoppers in there also. Yeah. when you go into it. So the other thing too is, right, so if you have mixed government with a president who signs legislation, right, and you're in a chamber that has a one vote majority out of 435 votes, right, only way that happens is incrementally if you can change in that situation, right? And again, so either do you want to have Kristen Engel or Juan Siscomani in the seat? That's up to you. If you want to die on the ideological hill for a shallow Kathleen Wynne, I'm okay with that. That's your vote. God bless. It's the freedom of speech. It's your freedom, whatever you want to do. But I'm.
Why are you so sure about the general then?
Oh, because one, Juan has raised $4.5 million. Kathleen's raised $200,000. And when she says, oh, the RNCC's already promised me $3 million, whatever she said, that's not true. They're already opened up offices with Siscomani, and they're moving forward into the general. So that's why she can't win. And she's not a great personality at all.
So now I got to ask you this.
Hit me.
And so she had a show on for almost a year, maybe right after yours.
Yes.
Did you guys not get along? Did she
say it one more time? One more time.
Did you guys not get along? Because it seems like she had a show right after yours for a year, and did she avoid you or?
No, I think we avoided each other. She admitted to a statement she said about Juan on the first thing that was I felt was absolutely reprehensible, and she admitted she said it. And at that point, my respect level went to zero on her. So
okay, but even Vance changed his mind, right? He was a Democrat. He came around.
Well, again, it's kind of the idea that there's no humility to her. This is my problem with her, Wadsack, Lake. There's just zero humility to these people, right? They can't make any mistakes. Everything's perfect, whatever they say, and it's not, right? The human beings have to have some sort of humility, and there's just zero humility to some of these folks, right?
Yeah.
And after a while, it's a big turnoff for me, Tom.
Trump doesn't seem to have a lot of that. But anyway, back to Wynn. Do you think she had her show after yours to get recognition, and she always had a plan to run?
Well, I think it was smart for her to do that, right? Because if she wanted to run again and keep her name out there and try to be relevant to certain parts of the party by having them come on and do her show, right? I mean, obviously the Pima GOP is on her side, right? They had their Lincoln Day dinner, which is all the big Republican thing in the winter, and they invited Andy Biggs to be the keynote speaker, and Juan wasn't even invited to speak. And so it's obvious the Pima GOP executive committee doesn't want to be friends with a bilingual Hispanic Republican who can raise millions and millions of dollars. So they chose their thing with getting on Wynn. That's fine. And we move on with our life. But I think it was smart for her to do the radio show in between runs.
Well, I mean, looking at it now, I think she had a plan, and that was part of her long-term plan.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. If she wins the general somehow, wins the primary, Kristen Engel right. crushes her in the. Because Kristen Engel's sitting on $3.5 million herself, right? And the reason why Trump endorsed Juan is because he needs people who can win general elections. He's finally getting that into his skull.
Okay, thanks.
So it was a great conversation. I love keep asking me good stuff like that, Tom.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.
Thanks, bud. Let's go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson. CJ Hamm, Ron Arenas, Linda from the Triangle Tees coming up for Food Friday. You're on Wake Up Tucson. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Oh, here we go. A little Supremes on a 1964 playlist. I almost feel like I want to watch Stripes right now. It's Garlic Friday. Linda from Triangle Tees coming. And so I was talking to CJ. And he's like, hey, you want me to bring anything? And I said, garlic, baby.
Yeah.
So he's got, like, I think it's a four-course garlic thing coming our way that includes some sort of steak product, garlic mashed, something with chilies. Oh, I did find a picture of the elephant garlic from Richardson's. It's on my Facebook page right now. And that thing is off the charts. This is elephant garlic, slow roasted, cheese on top. It's probably the greatest garlic dish.
Wow. You know, I've never heard of that.
Because roasted garlic's always a good thing.
Yeah.
This is like roasted garlic. So big heads of cloves of garlic. And then basically they slow roast them, cover them with cheese, right? Hit it under the broiler one more time.
Okay.
Serve it with toast points.
Ah,
and then you just, it spreads like butter.
Wow.
Like garlic butter. So we got that going.
Sounds
for
wonderful.
Us. Guys next door, how's the show going?
It's going great. We're having a blast.
You guys got it all. You got lighting.
Yeah, yeah. That part is all Pastor John. He's all the showman, you know, doing all the lighting and the different things. I sit behind the microphone and talk to people.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Who'd you have on last week?
So this upcoming Sunday, we have James Piper from Piper Family Painting.
Yep.
And we have Frank from Tucson Tamale.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Who'd you have on the week before?
Oh.
Did you have Edgar on?
I think so. I think we had Edgar Soto. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Again, if you're a Democrat and you're voting in the District 3 primary, if you're not voting Edgar, you're literally just slashing yourself in the throat.
Yeah, he needs to be voted in. He really does. He's going to do a good job. He cares about the people. He cares about his constituents. And, you know, he's just going to do a good job. He's a good dude. He's a Tucson guy. He went to Tucson High. He's spent his whole life here.
Yep.
He's raised his family here, so he does care.
And I think he's a kind of, he has the true kind of a public servant attitude.
Yeah.
Where, especially if the Jennifer Allen lady in that, she is a hard left ideologue.
Oh, way, way left. Yeah.
I mean, you're
as far left as you can go.
Yeah. She makes Raheena Romero look a moderate.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. That's how crazy Jen Allen is,
yeah,
man. So just stay away from that all day long.
Yep.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Are we like, I feel like we're 5 weeks away from high school football starting.
We are. We are. And so I'm focusing in August of getting a bunch of football coaches on my show. I finally got a hold of the new CDO football coach. So he's coming on in a couple weeks.
May I ask a question? Who is that?
It is Scott McKee.
Okay. Was he already on staff?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I've got a couple other football coaches I'm talking to, so I just want to feature them. I mean, if you think about it, they are leading some young men that are future voters, our future workers, our future husbands, our future fathers, and if they can have an impact in their life, then, I mean, that's a great thing. So we want to feature them and get them on here and talk to them.
Well, in the end, right, as a sports coach, you're building character.
You're building character, right? Yeah. Or you're enforcing character.
Enforcing character.
Yeah.
And also, there's a discipline to how do you get better in this sport. And,
right.
And a lot of those traits are going to carry over to things you do in your real life.
Exactly. Teamwork. They have to show up on time for practice.
Yes.
They have to, you know, put in the work so that they can get their playing time. Nothing's given to them. So it's real life situations when you're playing sports.
So as we like to say in soccer, once we hit 7 o'clock or whatever time practice time is, your cleats are on, you're ready to go.
Yeah. You're on the field doing what you need to do, warming up, stretching.
Lawrence was always a stickler about make sure your soccer ball is properly inflated.
Yeah.
Because you'll have some girl and it looks like a scone, her ball, you know, like a smushed up scone. You're like, and they all have pumps. They all have soccer. They all have ball pumps usually. You know? So, but, you know, be ready to do the job.
Right. And there's some of these young men where these coaches might be the only father figure in their life.
It's true.
So it's important.
The other thing I noticed coaching soccer and baseball in the past is now especially, it's got to be way worse now because I haven't coached in a few years. Sometimes that discipline in the sport is the only discipline they be experiencing in their life.
Right, right.
Right? Yeah. And the thing is, a lot of kids crave the discipline.
Yeah. Yeah.
They want someone to...
Everyone needs some boundaries.
Right?
Yeah, they do, because that you feel safer with boundaries. You know how far you can push it.
I had a kid in baseball. This is when they were younger. So maybe they were, I don't know, like 7 or 8 years old. And I remember his mom was, she was a psych professor at the U of A. His dad was a librarian, I think, like Oral Valley Library.
Okay.
And this kid was bigger and stronger than any kid at age 8. He was like, you know, a little superboy.
Okay? Yeah.
He had no structure.
Right.
Right. And so I remember him and I are having a catch. We're just doing catch. And he would just throw the ball anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
Anywhere. Right. And so I said, Steven, when you do this and it's nowhere near me, I want you to run as hard as you can and go get the ball.
Right. Yep.
Right. And he goes, okay. Right. So what happened was he starts doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And what happens is his ball throwing back to me started getting a little better because exactly. He got tired of running after the ball.
Yep.
So his mom, I remember she was wearing red that day and I could see her out of the corner of my eye. And I go, where are you going? She was so worried that I was having her boy run 20 feet left and right.
Oh, wow.
She, the psych professor from the U of A, was going to back him up and she was going to chase the ball.
Oh, wow.
When he threw it.
Yeah.
I'm like,
She was helicoptering over him.
Oh, my Lord God. This is helicoptering at its worst.
Right.
Right? But the kid turned out to be a great player because he wanted the structure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. They do. The kids do want the structure. They're gonna push their limits.
Sure.
Yeah. But they do want the structure, and structure is great for them because it gets them ready for the real world.
My biggest thing on, like, when I would, if I was going to be miffed with the athlete, mm-hmm. was always, and Lawrence and I, when we coached together, was never waste your other player's time.
Yeah.
With foolishness, right? We all have things we want to do. We want to be here.
Yeah.
But don't waste our time.
Yeah.
That's all we care. We didn't care if you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't kick the ball right, whatever. We'll help you with that. Don't waste our time.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the only thing that got me going. So,
yeah.
All right. We got to get to some holidays here. It's New Friends Day. Look at that. I like that. New Friends Day is beautiful.
How many new friends?
We'll have to go out and make some new friends.
It's National Daiquiri Day.
I haven't had a daiquiri in 30 years, probably.
So let's talk about this real quick. Daiquiri.
Meet you guys at a resort.
So this is fruit and rum. Is that what we're saying? Is basically
like a strawberry daiquiri, yeah.
So let's see. Cocktail whose main ingredients are rum, citrus juice, sugar, or other sweetener. Yeah, I haven't had a daiquiri in.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Maybe the first Bush was president?
Maybe.
Probably about when I had one.
Holy crap. America's Test Kitchen on the show just did a how to make a really good homemade with real pineapple pina colada.
Okay.
Ooh, that actually looked like real deal.
Wasn't just that white syrupy slushy stuff.
No, I mean, they literally took a real pineapple.
Real coconut?
Yep. Did it up. It was just
nice.
Beautiful. Yeah. So that was that had promise. Let's see what else we got here today. International Retainer Day, meaning the one that you put in your mouth to keep your teeth.
Oh, I thought I had to hire another lawyer.
That's true. Hold on. And then it's National Raspberry Cake Day, because, of course, that needed a day.
Raspberry cake?
I've never heard of raspberry cake.
I don't even know what that is. Yeah. I mean, I'll eat it.
The other one, I don't know what National Flitch Day is. They're showing me. Oh, flitch is a measurement for bacon. Now we're learning.
Okay.
All right. It is half or one side of a pig that is now known as a slab in the U.S.
So if I go to breakfast after this and ask for a flitch of bacon?
Right. Flitch Day is based on and dedicated to an old English custom that goes back to at least the 13th or 14th century.
Wow.
And possibly back to 1104. The custom is also mentioned in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, published in the 14th century.
Thank God, the police.
Wow, we definitely needed
that
this
was close. Well, that was Fletch. He did Fletch, so he did Fletch for Flitch Day, so very nice.
Stop trying to make Fletch happen.
CJ, that's the best shirt ever, man. That is awesome.
What's Market your, zero.
What's his shirt say?
Lebowski Bowling Team, Los Angeles.
I love it. All right, Garlic Day commences in about 7 minutes, so... Linda from the Triangle T, hopefully you're here, getting here safely. So, God bless you. But CJ already brought us
a little garlic.
Garlic. So, I will take pictures and then we will start splitting that up. So thank you for ringing that.
Yes, sir.
You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.